Welcome back, y'all. I have one more week until spring break, and I'm so excited. Speaking of, there will not be a new episode next week. Bummer, I know, I'm sorry. But I'm taking a well-deserved break. It's still a pandemic, so there's not much I can do, but relax, I shall. On this week's episode, I wanted to dive a little bit deeper into my journey as a drag queen and answer some questions that you may have asked on my social media. So, let's jump in. I think I had explained in a previous episode once, but just to refresh our memory, it was a rainy Sunday afternoon. Cor and I were bored, so she came over and decided to paint a mug on my face and, you know, just see what it looks like. You know, the more I had gone to see drag shows, the more I wanted to at least try drag once. And if I didn't think that I looked good or if I didn't think I was good at performing, I could just stop, right? But I didn't want to be in my 60s or 70s and look back and think, damn, I should have done drag. And now I'll be in my 60s or 70s thinking, damn, am I ever going to stop doing drag? People may laugh, but my retirement plan is to have my very own birdcage type club in Florida when I'm 65 or older, living off my teacher retirements and still performing in my own club. Goals are for any chapter in life, y'all. So Cora comes over and we're all drinking wine and having a fun time. She paints a mug on and I am feeling myself, y'all. Winona Judd's little niece has stepped onto the scene. Those pictures are still on Instagram if you scroll all the way to the bottom. And I love scrolling down and looking at Kalana's, I guess, evolution of makeup, if you will. You know, makeup was hard for me, y'all. I had zero knowledge of what to buy, how to match what to my skin tone. Being raised in the strict Christian Southern household that I was, I did what boys were supposed to do. But yet I still turned out gay. But thanks to Cora and YouTube, makeup is not so scary anymore. There are so many YouTube videos out there, thanks to Drag Race. I think most every Rue Girl has a makeup tutorial. And when I tell you I think my makeup is a combination of everybody's, I'm not lying. You can't be afraid to get in there and try something. It's just makeup. If it doesn't look good, it'll wipe off. But to this day, I'm still learning new tips and tricks from everybody that I do makeup around. One of my favorite things about drag is getting ready in the dressing room with the other entertainers. If you were to watch, you would see we all have a different process, but the end result is the same, a fierce entertainer. Now, I would say it took me years of practice before my makeup started to look decent. And I think just now, recently, it started to look much better. But that's all in part to figuring out what products my skin likes, what skin type I have really, and continuing to try new things. You can ask Dakota. We'll be putting on a mug together in the dressing room. And I'll just wipe something off my face and try again because it did not go the way I thought it was going to go in my head. But I learned from what I did wrong, and then I just changed the way of doing things. I still struggle with winged eyeliner. Some days it looks good. Some days it looks like a four-year-old was playing with makeup on my face. And those days we wipe it off and just go with the old mug. I think 2, maybe 3 weeks after Cora put me in drag, I did a little hotspot number at Pockets. That was an old pool hall here that we used to host drag shows at. I fell in love with performing. There were really no rules. Honestly, just be entertaining and something that people want to watch. My undergrad is vocal performance and music education, so I was already a performer. I just had to find Kalana's character. That's what I would advise young drag queens. Find a character, try and emulate that character, create a persona, create somebody different, right? If you want to be a boy in a wig and dress up and run around, that's fine. But drag, find that character, right? It's all about character building, really. I knew I wanted to be the over-exaggerated Southern Christian woman, so I wanted to find outfits to match that aesthetic. With pearls and pinup dresses, big gaudy jewelry, and super styled blonde, for the most part, wigs. That's how Kalana started. But as I continue along this journey of drag, my aesthetic changes with it. I'm trying new things with darker hair and different types of clothing, bodysuits that I normally wouldn't wear, and using whips as props. Drag is a journey. Just have fun along the way. And this is where I throw in my spiel about all drag is valid. There are many queens, and I do say many, even locally, who think drag is one type of way. And if you're not wearing a completely rhinestoned outfit with top and bottom lashes, a headpiece, feathers, dripping in jewels and accessories, then you're not doing drag. And I would have to agree to an extent. And then also disagree to an extent. Because drag can be whatever you want it to be. It can be that over-the-top kind of mold that they have. Or if you want to get out there in fishnets and a corset and dance around a Bon Jovi and live your best life, boom, you've done drag. It's a transformation from one to another. That's where the character development comes into. I can't stand when folks try and gatekeep drag, and I'm so ready for this old, outdated standard of drag to kind of go away. And that's why I love the shows that we host here in Auburn. We welcome everyone. Oh, you haven't won a pageant? No big deal. Hop up on that stage and turn the party. Oh, you've been doing drag for a year? Only one way to learn. Perform. So hop up on that stage and let's go. Drag is art. And everyone's art is valid. I may not like your art, but it's still valid. And it's valid regardless of your gender. You are all valid. We'll be right back. Speaking of pageants, they are so much fun to me, but I'm a competitive person and I like the thrill of competing. But I'm also a big enough person to be like, yeah, they deserve that win. Good for them. I've competed in 5 pageants and I've won 3. Carrot Toss was by far the most fun for me because of the ball mask that they threw for Mardi Gras. Performing on that giant stage with backup dancers and a back piece and this gorgeous gown. Thank you, Brandon, for making that back piece because I had no idea where to start, but I felt just like royalty. I mean, I did. It's the most fun I've had as a queen, I think. But when thinking about competing in a pageant, first, check out the type of pageant, right? Is it a bar pageant, newcomer, pride? Is it a pride circuit pageant like Miss Gay US of A? Is it a prelim for Miss Gay US of A, right? If you've never done a drag pageant, I recommend going to watch one. They are a lot of work. It's kind of like a mini drag race in 3 to 4 hours. There are only a few basic categories, but it's still a lot of work to prepare and then be on the stage and present yourself. If it's a bigger pageant, they might have you do an interview portion about 2 hours before the pageant starts. And if time permits for you, I recommend interviewing as a boy you and not in drag. While interview judges usually are different from pageant judges that evening, it still helps to show the transformation of everyday you to drag you. After interview, you normally have, like I said, about 2 hours until the pageant starts. And if you prepared ahead of time and you have a great dresser, like I always do, thank you, Jesse, getting ready will be a breeze. The first category is going to be presentation. This outfit should reflect the theme of the pageant. For example, when I won Miss Birmingham Rising Star, it was a superhero theme. So, I was dressed as Captain Marvel, rhinestoned from head to toe. You'll model your outfit, host will hand you the mic, and here's your chance to introduce yourself and explain why you should be the next Miss whatever the name of the pageant is. Then model some of your garments some more and exit the stage when called off by the host. As soon as you come off that stage from doing presentation, you should start getting ready for whatever the next category is. Normally, that's going to be evening wear, and that's going to include question and answer, which is going to happen on stage. For evening wear, I recommend the gown being long enough to just barely touch the top of the floor or the top of your foot in your heels. You will want beautiful jewelry to match, and traditionally an updo of some type, but if I'm judging a pageant, I don't count off if they're not wearing an updo for evening gown. I just want to see a styled, clean wig, not a shake and go wig from the bag, okay? While you're on stage, model your garment slowly. Sell the garment. Show off that jewelry, right? Then the host will motion for you to come over, ask you a question that you pull out of a jar or out of a hat or something like that. And these questions have been submitted by the judges, usually pertaining to the organization, being a role model, or sometimes anything under the sun. I've heard some crazy Q&A questions, y'all. The key is to think before you speak. Speak slowly, speak clearly. Try not to say or cuss, and thank the judges at the end. Model a little bit more, and then the host will ask you to exit the stage. Usually, the final category is going to be talent, unless sportswear is in between. And sportswear is just some type of swimsuit, and those are normally done at only really big pageants. I've never done a pageant with a sportswear category. But for talent, you can do anything, honestly. I've seen some great spoken word performances, some monologues, live singing, group dance numbers, but make it something a little bit more than a bar number. Think theatrical, if you will. And if you do a group number, make sure all of your backup dancers have the choreography down. Because if one person is off, that's going to cost you points, and those points might cost you the pageant. I've seen it. For crowning, if you don't win, be a gracious loser. While yes, the goal was to win, but honestly, does the pageant mean a damn thing at all outside of that room, outside of that building at that moment in time? It's just a shiny crown with responsibilities and sometimes some money. Speaking of, read your pageant contract to know your obligations if you win, right? Most pride pageants are going to require the winner to be at pride and some pride events leading up to pride and throughout the year. Some even require you to raise money for the pride organization. If you have any questions about pageants, you can always email me or message me on my social media. I'll be more than happy to help. People ask me all the time, and I think I got this question at least 3 times in my DMs, how I got on cast and how I got to be the host of the shows. And honestly, it was a lot of luck and opportunity. When I moved back from Dothan, I started going to derailed shows in drag just to support the shows and have a fun time. Add to the atmosphere, if you will. And I like to see that also at my shows. If I see a queen at my shows multiple times in drag, just supporting, I'm going to eventually put you on that stage, honey. I moved back to Auburn as the current host of the shows moved to Panama City to host her own show at the beach. And who can blame her, right? I want to move to the beach. Well, one night I got brave and offered to host the show. I was like, I don't have to perform, but to help out so y'all don't have to tag team, I can just host the show straight through. And if the next girl isn't ready, I'll just fill time. Y'all, I was terrified. I thought I was in over my head. I didn't know what I had volunteered for. But it kind of comes naturally to me to host and to entertain, if you will. When I'm hosting a drag show, I like to think we're all just sitting in my living room, having some cocktails, enjoying some entertainment, relaxing. I don't think I'm the best host there is, but I hope that I make it a funny experience for everyone who attends. I wish I had tips on hosting, but I don't. Most of the stuff that comes out of my mouth is just made up on the spot, a lie to get people to laugh while a cute boy is picking up the previous entertainer's tips off the stage. You have to be able to read a room and understand the vibe. If I had any advice, I would say try not to let there be any dead air if you can help it. Now for performing, just have fun. A lot of girls really try and choreograph every 8-count of the whole song. But if you know the song well enough in your head and you know where the big hit points and climax points are, that's all you need. The filler spots in between those points are grabbing tips and interacting with the crowd. That's what you're there for, to entertain, make them feel a little special. Don't be snatching tips, but give them a little something for that dollar they're handing you. When you're booked and in a dressing room, always try to keep your space clean and tidy. No one likes an entertainer who comes to a show and strows their entire suitcase out into the dressing room. Be considerate and try and take up only the space that you need. Help each other in the dressing room also. Sometimes you won't have a dresser to help you. So you zip my dress and I'll zip your dress is how it works sometimes. Remember, you're an employee. So there is a certain level of professionalism that is expected. You are getting paid. So I asked y'all on my social media to ask me any drag-related question, and I think I addressed most of them in that episode, but here are some that I may have left out. Someone asked, besides tips, how do you make money at your local bar or venue? Well, how it has always been here at Auburn since I've been doing shows and working, the cover is split between the entire cast. So that $5, $10 that you pay at the door, we get it. Thank you. We appreciate it. Sometimes we dip into that money and bring in a special guest. But if it's just the house queens, that door is split evenly between all of us. And at the end of the night, I go divide the total by 5 or 6, however many of us there were. And we get anywhere from $40 to $60 from the door that night. But y'all showing up and showing out with these tips, that's where the money is at. So keep tipping because y'all are doing it correctly. Thank you. Another person asked, do you get anxious telling people you are a drag queen? You know, honestly, I don't. I kind of love it because Seth and Kalana are two different people. So if I'm in rainbow shopping or something like that and they're asking why I'm buying this sequin dress, I pull up my Insta and I brag just a little bit. But I can read the room, like I said, and I know, you know, what crowd of people I can do that in front of and what crowd of people I can't. So while I don't say it to everyone, if I can, I do kind of brag about it a little bit. And the final one, I think, so I get the concept of tucking, but what do you do when you have to pee? And you are correct. Peeing when you have on 5+ layers between you and your pee-pee can be hard to do. And I should also preface this with, not every queen tucks with duct tape. So that also changes whether or not you have to wait until the end of the night to pee or not. I'm only going to take off my tights if I know that I cannot make it home and through the show. I try not to drink too much before the show and leading up to the show because I know I'm going to drink during the show. But sometimes I can't help it. Like, I'll drink with dinner or something like that. And I always, always use the bathroom before I tuck and get into drag. Because, like I said, unless it's an emergency, I'm not taking off these layers to pee. I'm going to have to hold it until I get home. Thank you, Teacher Bladder. And I think I may have answered all of my questions. If I missed anything, feel free to email me or send me a DM. We'll have a little chat back and forth. I love talking to new peeps, meeting new people. So hit me up if you have any questions. And like I said, no episode next week. It is my spring break. I know some of you college students don't get a spring break. I'm sorry about that, but enjoy your next wellness day, I guess. Talking to my Auburn friends. Love y'all. I hope you have a great week. I'll see you next time.